Good morning, everybody. Glad to see all you guys. I asked Gary if I could share a few minutes this morning about some of the different things that I've been able to go through. About a year and a half ago, I got ordained, and I remember Gary coming to me and he goes, "Look, you're going to need to start praying where you're going to start meeting all these different people that you used to run into." And because I was out on the workforce a lot. I was in the plumbing trade, and I was on big jobs, so I was around mass amounts of people constantly, and always having different opportunities to share the gospel, to encourage guys, and it was just really, it was a ground level, just a great opportunities that I was having day after day with different men and watching men hear the gospel, talk about the gospel, pray with different ones. And so when I got ordained, it was almost like a point where I was coming out of that field, and I didn't have that, I wasn't tapped in to that unlimited amount of people that I once was. So I had been praying and looking for opportunities and made wrong turns and bumped into walls and different things like that. And it was a few months ago, I remember coming to Michelle, I ended up gaining like almost 30 pounds when I got ordained. And I said, "Michelle," I said, "something's got to give." Miss Phelps comes up to me. She goes, "Josh, you need to start eating more vegetables." I said, "What are you saying, Miss Phelps?" And I said, I know. I look in the mirror. And so, but she did it out of love. And so I remember coming to Michelle. And I remember quitting the gym years ago. I said, "Michelle, I'm just over all this. I said, I'm done with it. I said, I'd rather be studying." It was kind of hitting my last run and preparing for ordination as deacon. And I just said, "Look, I want to just give all that time to the Lord, just to finish my studies, to button everything up and to finish strong." And so we stopped. And so then time goes on. I get ordained and I start, packing on a few pounds there. And I said, "Michelle," I said, "I just need to start working out." So I go get a weight bench and working out. I said, "I don't want to work out in the backyard. I'd rather read. I'd rather do something else. I'm just not going to do it." And so I said, "I'm going to go back to the gym." And even going in the first time, first day I went in, I was working out all hard. I couldn't work out for a week afterwards. So then I'm sitting in there and I'm like, "Oh man, I really don't want to be here again." I said, "What am I doing here?" And I had to wrestle with it. And then I'm sitting there one morning and I'm over in the squats back in the corner and I'm doing the squats and I'm praying, I'm asking God, I'm going, "God, where am I going to get to where am I going to get to that, tapped into that place where there's unlimited amount of people coming in and out, left and right. And it was like he just laid it on my heart, and he says, "Look around." And I stand up, and I'm back in the corner, and nobody's back there with me. So I walk around the corner, and I go, "This is it." Go, "Whoa." Then I see them looking back at me. I'm like this. And so it hit me. I said, "This is it. This is the place." I said, "Lord, you're so good." I said, and the more I thought about it, I said, our society and our generation is going that route already anyway. They're going this route. So they're coming in mass amounts. And so it was almost like I told myself the other day, I said, "Okay, if I see any guy in here by himself, I'm talking to him." I said, because I know how it feels. You're walking around and you're like, "That guy doesn't want to talk to anybody. That guy, look at him, he definitely doesn't want to talk to anybody." And so I'm like, "Okay, if they're by themselves, I'm going to talk to them." And I just being willing just to say, "Hey, what's your name?" Or, "Hey, my name's Josh, man. You live in the neighborhood?" Or, so anyways, in the gym I was going to had like 6 locations. So I told Michelle, I went home, I go, "We're going to all the locations." Except Orange Park. But we might go out there because James and Andrew were working out there. I said, "But right now we're going to hit the beach, we're going to hit San Jose, we're going to hit Parental Home." And she's like, "Okay." I said, "But they got daycare for 2 hours. We get to hang out." So we got to hang out, I get to hang out with my wife. I'm on a cardio machine, sweating. But so anyhow, I go to the sauna the other day. I got to make this short. I got to close it up. But I go into the sauna. I'm sitting in there, and I've been meeting other guys there, and especially yeah, you can see the guys that are kind of there, kind of new too, and they're kind of like you, and you're like, hey man, what's your name? And they're like, I'm just trying to figure all of it out. I know, me too. And so it's just been a good opportunity to build relationships. And I've been able to meet certain ones and just come to that point where just being willing to talk, just being willing to say hello, just being willing to introduce myself, to meet them, to help if any way that I can. Most of them are helping me, but I'm helping them in a way, they just don't know it. So anyhow, I get into the sauna, and I get in there, and I'm going, this is definitely an awkward place to share the gospel. But this guy comes in, and I say, Lord, I'm in this sauna. I know I'm in here for at least 5-10 minutes. I'm going, this is the sweat box. And so I start praying, and then the guy gets up and he walks out. And I go, dog, I missed it. But he comes right back in. And I go, okay, this is it. And he was reading a book. So I said, that's the door. So I'm like, what book are you reading? And he's like, it's something on evangelism. And I thought it said something about evangelism. And I said, really? What's it about, man? And so he starts telling me. And then you could tell he was a little downtrodden. You know, he says the people are leaving the church in mass amounts. And I looked at him, I said, you can see 2 Timothy 3 being played out, can't you? And so at that point in time, I began to just come back to the truth that God's going to build his church. But what we have to do is we have to be faithful in reaching out. I said, we've got to be faithful in trying to encourage the body of Christ. Look, just be willing to say hello. And one of the verses that really changed me and hit me was in Acts 5. And we've been going through the book of Acts. I've been wrestling through it. It's a different kind of book. I'm trying to grasp it. But the thing that I really grasped the most was in Acts 5. And they had just got thrown into prison, Peter, jail. It says, but the high priest rose up, verse 17 in chapter 5, along with all his associates, that is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with jealousy. They laid the hands on the apostles and put them in public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the gates of the prison, and taking them out, he said, go stand and speak to the people in the temple the whole message of this life. But what I kept seeing these apostles doing, they were just standing and speaking. Chapter 1, they obeyed and prayed. But from that point, they prayed again in chapter 4, 29, and now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that your bondservants, this was a key point for me too, may speak your word with all confidence. That I would have confidence when I would speak the word of God. That it would be real in my life. But it says the Holy Spirit began to give them boldness, and they began to speak the word of God with boldness. But they prayed too. They asked for courage. And so I remember going, Lord, I need courage to speak your word. You know, even in the awkward places like the sauna, we've had 5 opportunities now in the sauna to share the gospel. Where you would think would be the most awkward spot has been the best spot. Me and Andrew were in there one morning, and so we just kept carrying on our conversation about the gospel. And so sometimes you would think when somebody else comes in, you got to quiet down like this. Come on, talk about the gospel. Everybody. But me and Andrew just kept carrying it on with regular voice, full voice. And I remember coming out, and I asked the guy if he wanted to come to church, and he was like, no, I'm not coming to church. Me and James had a guy where we were in there, and he goes, you guys are preaching in here this morning. It was an older black guy. And I said, yeah, man. I said, you know, we're looking at James for deacon next year. And he was like, really? And so the sauna, we've had 5 opportunities to share the gospel in the sauna. I had a couple other opportunities outside in the gym to share the gospel. It's just been a great opportunity. Just that verse, it says, stand and speak. The angel let him out. And it's no different than Christ letting us out. He's rescued us from sin. He's rescued us from darkness. He says, now I want you to go stand and speak. And that was it, man. That lit me up. I said, Lord, all I got to do is stand and speak. You'll do the rest. He says, stand and speak. Are you brave enough to do? Are you going to be willing to do that? I'll do the rest. So one of the things that meant a lot to me was just to share with you guys, if we're just willing to stand and speak, if we're just willing to reach out that hand and say hello, if we're just willing to, as the Spirit of God begins to lead you, whether it's in the grocery store, whether it's in the gym, whether it's in your community, whether it's your neighbor, just knocking over, going on the door, knocking and saying hello and asking them how they're doing today, Just great opportunities all the way around us. And so I just really wanted to share with you guys some of that. And I need to close. But this Friday was the best one. In our neighborhood, a young lady that went to Wolfson, a car ran right through their house and killed the young lady in the middle of the night in her sleep about a year ago. It was all over the news. You probably heard of it. I noticed I was coming down Barnes Road, and I seen that man that I had seen at the gym at that house. And I said, I wonder if that's her dad. And I'd been wanting to go over there, but I knew that he had lost his daughter. And there was a lot of people over there, so I said, I'm going to wait. And I just kept praying. I said, Lord, I know he goes to this gym. And Friday morning, we seen him. And he was actually sitting beside me and James in the locker room changing, where you would think would be another awkward spot to talk, right? This guy's wearing our undergarments. And I said, excuse me, sir. I said, do you live on Barnes Road? He says, yeah, I do. I said, was that your daughter? He said, yeah. I said, we've been praying for you since it happened. I said, we live around the corner. I said, and I've just been waiting to see you so that I could let you know that we were praying for you. I've been wanting to come over and talk to you, but I just didn't know if the time was right. And he says, thank you. And the chill bumps all over his body. I'm about to cry in the locker room, and he's in his undergarments, and I just got fully dressed. And I said, man, I said, I just want you to know we love you and we're praying for you. And he says, come over anytime, please. And he was a black man. And so the racial lines are being crossed. And God doesn't see color. He sees the heart of man. And we're just watching so many opportunities right here all around us, wherever we are. And I was just so thankful for having these opportunities that God's allowed us to have when we're just willing to stand and speak with the hope of sharing the gospel. We hope. That's why we're saying hello, looking for that hope that we're going to share the gospel today. And we don't always get to. I got yelled at pretty bad the other day at FSCJ Bible Club. But it was great opportunities. Either way, we have to be willing to stand and speak. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me for all the sin in my life, Father. And Lord, you've cleansed us. You've washed us. Your blood has covered us, Lord. Father, I pray now that you would just give us confidence to speak your word, that we would be willing just to extend a hand as you did to your apostles, as you did to many that were sick and hurting. Father, please guide and direct us. Move on our hearts, Lord. Help us to listen to when your spirit moves, and help us to trust you, because you tell us in your word that your Holy Spirit, Lord, is doing a work all around us on the whole world, so that when you move on our hearts to talk to someone, we can already know and trust that you're already moving on their heart. You're desiring to use us to begin to minister. So, Lord, please forgive us of our sin. Please forgive us of the times that we haven't listened to you. But, Father, I pray that you would just give us a confidence that when you begin to move on our hearts, that we listen. And, Lord, we watch the beauty and the majesty, Lord, that you've already worked out, that we get to watch it right in front of our eyes. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.